The annual Sulphur Springs High School Ag Plant Sale is coming up next month. In the high school greenhouse, I talked with high school ag teacher Amber Norris.
Well, this is a beautiful place here, very humid, and you've got plants everywhere.
That's exactly right. We are getting ready for our plant sale, which is going to be on April the 11th from 8 a.m. to roughly 12 to, maybe 2 o'clock, depending on the flow of traffic. But April 11th is the sale. Typically, it is the first weekend of April, but due to the holiday and this ice and the setback that we've had on some things, we've decided to back it up to April the 11th. So I know that several community people are interested in what we have and that date, and I just wanted to get that word out. What we'll be having is just typically our same amount of products. For example, the hanging baskets, the Boston ferns go really, really well, and they, as always, look really good this year. We'll have several varieties of both shade plants as well as full sun plants, anything from potted geraniums to petunias, impatiens, begonias, verbena, just the wide variety of both of those types of plants. So I feel like everyone would find something out here. Additionally, we've got some variety of hanging baskets, such as the sweet potato vine, airplane plants, wandering Jew, things of those nature, I think will go over well for the sellers also. We've had several students working in both the floral design and horticulture classes this year, and had a very successful learning experience for them all, and we look forward to seeing the community on April the 11th.
Is anything kind of behind what you're used to because of the weather and everything?
Actually, we tried this year. Last year, we were the plugs that we order from the northern states were caught in an ice storm last year and kind of slowed their getting to Sulphur Springs. And as a result, we were delayed in planting them. So this year, I tried to back that up and order. But, with Mother Nature, we're always going to have ice. And I'm glad I did because of the northern area received such a hard winter this year. But so far, we're still pretty well on schedule. And of course, there's still going to be a couple more weeks before for some of this stuff to grow and come on. And we're real pleased with what results we've seen so far.
Anything look especially good to you, just like it had a great year?
I think the petunias and the lantanas have grown out beautifully this year. So I know, and as always, the ferns have done really well too.
The students love being in here?
They do. It's amazing how soothing it is to them. Zero behavior issues with the students because they surprisingly like to get their hands involved and get busy working. And several of them have made comments about how the skills that they've learned in this class has helped them go on to get employment at Lowe's or Sulphur Springs Hardware or the co-op as a result of just their knowledge in plants and understanding of how to care for them.
Very good.
So everybody's learning and doing well.
April 11th.
Yes, sir. That's right. April 11th from 8 to noon.
KSST News.